A bill that would require Utah doctors to inform patients about abortion reversal procedures has passed in the State House of Representatives. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
When women seek medically induced abortions, the procedure requires two separate rounds of drugs. HB 141 would require doctors to tell patients that this procedure can be stopped halfway through and result in a healthy pregnancy, though that's not a guarantee. The bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Kevin Stratton, shared research that 15 to 50% of fetuses can survive the first round of drugs, and that this information will be shared with women considering an abortion.
This is not a pro-life or a pro-choice bill. It is an informed consent.
Fellow Republican Representative Susan Pulsifer said this bill does not tell women what to do.
It simply gives me additional information to use when making that decision.
But there was considerable pushback from House Democrats. Representative Brian King said this bill is based on incomplete research involving only a handful of women.
It's simply not sound science that we're going ahead with this bill if we pass it.
And Democratic Representative Susan Duckworth argued that this, as with all abortion legislation, is a woman's issue.
Not one time have I heard a woman bring an abortion bill to this body.
Duckworth said it doesn't make sense that male legislators should play such a large role in determining women's health policy. The bill still managed to pass with overwhelming Republican support, 56 votes to 13. It now moves to the Senate for consideration. Lee Hale, KUER News.